I take 8 pills in the morning, 6 at night, twice a day, every single day.
Erica Woolridge is a Delaware native who graduated from Bennett College in North Carolina. Her chronic illnesses affect her daily in her career now of training and development for an energy company in Baltimore.
I have lupus, and I have fibromyalgia, and I have kidney disease. Every day there's pain, but sometimes the levels of pain are bearable, right? You don't really realize what your tolerance is until you have to actually experience it. But today it was like really bad. So I knew that it would take me a really long time to get dressed. So I just called in a sick day.
Weeks of traveling for her job had taken a toll on her body. Illnesses like lupus and fibromyalgia cause extreme fatigue and pain. Some days are harder than others, but Erica hasn't let that slow down her passion for working. Junior Hope Moser tries to balance her health and her academic workload.
The way my doctor explains it, like, it's kind of like a roller coaster where, like, sometimes I'm down and, like, I'm fine and, like, there's nothing going on, and other times I'm at, like, the height of the roller coaster and it just starts up again and, like, there's nothing I can do about it, really, and it just happens and I get sick.
Hope has several chronic illnesses, including fibromyalgia, chronic migraines, and chronic fatigue syndrome. She explains how UD's DSS office, or Office of Disability Support Services, can be a great help to students with disabilities, including chronic illnesses.
I'm registered with the DSS office, and they know all about my stuff. And in the beginning of the semester, every semester, they send out an email to all of the professors saying, hey, this student is registered with the DSS office. These are this student's accommodations.
While the DSS office works to help students academically, there is a chronic illness advocates group for students to share some emotional and social support. Rachel DeLauder is one of the co-presidents of the group.
I wanted to join just because I guess I wasn't really finding like that outreach group with chronic illnesses here on this campus, and I don't feel like it's really, of course, broadcasted, but I didn't really find like a safe space to actually talk about that until like I saw that.
The group has counselors come in and speak about various ways to cope with illness, including meditation, proper diets, and even speaking with your professors when you need the extra help. One of her next goals is to have a fundraiser walk on campus to raise awareness and funds.
It's really important to be understanding of people and not to like jump to conclusions about someone's health status just based on the way they look. Because just because someone looks generally healthy doesn't mean that they are.
Empathy and compassion from others and the support of the Chronic Illness Advocates Group makes a difference. I'm Jalen Rumpf.